This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
Camp's having a rough day.
It's not his fault.
Headphones broken.
He's playing injured.
Well, hold a good thought for him. All right, without further ado, here's Monty with the best of the rest. You heard Corby get a big win at 7:55 this morning, but Daddy assured us we have plenty here in the NIT.
This week's e-break has already
we're done. Remember, we did it way a long time ago. Yes, as always, Daddy is correct. We have plenty of good stuff to get to here. We have six candidates, and we will start with candidate number one. This is always a wild card, a dark horse in this competition. That is our good friend, OpX.
That son of a bitch.
During the mornings this week, you had Baldy, Deddy, and Lando, which meant you had Creighton on the board with Tyler out and Will Connerly in there doing ticket tickers.
Will Tankersley.
Well, as soon as the traffic bed ended, OpX decided to go on a smoke break. And they had to vamp and figure out what to do. Let's see, let's grade how they did.
Dallas County, 30 westbound at Dolphin. There's a wreck off to the left shoulder. 35E northbound at Highline Drive. A crash was cleared pretty quickly. There's still a slowdown from Jefferson. I'm Becca with the tickets. Sticking up your tailpipe traffic.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Mm-mm. On the ticket? Mark Spain Real Estate?
My whole OpEx just froze.
Ooh, all right. You want to do a ticker sans bed here? Well,
sure.
Ahead,
yeah,
let's
just go
do
for it.
It. Down the ticket ticker.
Brought to you by Brad Thomas's Texas Neighbordale Sports Biz and Parkwood Collision in Frisco and Aubrey. The Stars win 4-3 in overtime over the Blackhawks at the AAC trade deadline acquisition. Michael Bunting tallied an assist, and he said this about his Stars debut.
Coming in here as a road team, it's always fun. You kind of circle this one on the schedule. It's a fun place to play. You know, the fans are going to be rocking. It's loud, and the team's always going to give it your all. They're all. So to be on the good side this time, it's a lot more fun.
Tyler Myers, who Dallas also got at the deadline, made his debut, becoming the first Texan to appear in a star.
Eventually, they got back on track there, but you had real kind of low-energy Baldy.
It sounds so weird without music playing underneath
the
it.
The acapella effort by the crew was good. That was a way to save it. It gave it a giggle.
Some air guitar.
Yeah.
Now, Creighton, I could barely understand what he was saying.
Like, bugs died.
What time of day was this? Because it sounds like he just
morning.
Woke up.
It was like 7:10, if I remember correctly.
Can I hear the first part of that again, please?
Yeah.
With the tickets, sticking up your tailpipe traffic.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Okay.
On the ticket, Mark Spain Real Estate.
My whole OpEx just froze.
Ooh, all right.
A lot of J to that. OpEx just froze.
Did he say
my whole OpEx just froze?
My whole OpEx just froze?
Yeah, like not half of it.
Yeah, sometimes half will freeze.
Damn thing.
Great.
That's why I'm Team EA on that.
EA wouldn't mess up that.
No, he'd have been prepared for that.
Superstar.
All right, OpEx is candidate number one here on the NIT break. Candidate number two and three, we have a double turkey here. This will be your presenter today, Omonto. We will start with this one. Yesterday during Sin News, for some reason, I had eaten a bunch of frogs right before we did the news segment. And those aforementioned frogs wanted to come up while I was presenting the news.
Or catapult.
But now you can just have...
Yeah, like the coyote.
Like, how well can they patrol the skies in these places?
Well,
like
now they have
a drone
those...
drops in and then leaves. Feels like it's very difficult. You need some lasers.
Yeah, or one of those things that those things that they have been advertising or showing. They're like shooting down the missiles in the Middle East right now. It sounds like the War of the Worlds.
Yeah, need more lasers.
Yeah, you need some kind of anti-aircraft cannons on top of every prison. But yeah, that's what you have to deal with.
I don't know, man.
We have a double.
It's a double turkey right there.
I don't understand. I didn't even eat anything or drink anything.
Maybe that's
why. I gave my lunch to Sean.
Is there a demon inside of you?
I don't know.
So you haven't eaten today because you ordered a hamburger and it had cheese on it. And you refused to eat a cheeseburger.
No. I didn't want cheese on my burger.
You don't want cheese on any burger.
No.
What about anything?
I mean, like a piece of pizza, yeah, but that, no way. Huh. I don't eat cheeseburgers.
Well, I benefited, so thank you for the,
yeah, you're welcome.
The free cheeseburger. You're good.
By the way, follow up on that last part there. I got an email from a P1 that said in his words, super athletic son also doesn't like cheeseburgers. So I guess it's just an athlete thing.
Yeah, it must be an elite thing.
Yeah.
What's the bigger upset?
TB12.
Justin not liking cheese or Ham not liking ranch dressing? I feel like that's pretty close to the same category.
Toss up.
Justin with cheese.
Yeah, because you would look at my body and be like, 135
pounds. That's a body built by cheese.
Like the ham part of his body is cheese.
But what Ham eats is fried chicken, candy, Dr. Pepper, and it just feels like ranch dressing is part of that food pyramid.
But you also have to remember ranch is just gross and cheese is awesome.
I don't know a kid that doesn't like ranch dressing.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's just watery crap.
What? It shouldn't be that watery.
Yeah, maybe you're getting
all
the wrong
watery.
Ranch.
It should be the same consistency as every sauce you eat.
You know, it looks like bird poop, too.
You know what one of my radio dreams is if the Hidden Valley people want Ham to do an endorsement campaign.
Yeah, but
ain't happening.
He's got to draw the line somewhere.
It couldn't
the man
be on
has,
video.
The man has a code.
As they see him just throwing it back up like a dog. That would not be a good advertisement. All right. There is my first one, candidate number two. Candidate number three, this is a tie-in to what won this morning as we had Corby doing a bit of racisms. And we are still reeling from that. You'll hear us doing a bit of a wind-down laugh. And I am trying to move on to the next event of the day. And I don't say the word Denver Nuggets correctly. In the year 2020.
So stupid.
On 3/11 day.
Yeah, no doubt. In the year 2020, in a game against the Denver Nuggets.
Whoa! Oh, Jesus, dude. All right, TC.
Just open season now.
Goodness gracious.
The Denver Nuggets.
Bogdanovich.
Scores 31 points and grabs 17 rebounds in what was called the game of the year.
Yeah.
That would be something if they were named the other thing.
We had already been teetering and just got back, and then we went off the side again.
Man.
Although, so much there if in like I had 5 minutes.
If they were assigning which way to mispronounce that word, I'm taking mine over TC's every year.
I would say so.
You're fine, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
It's all about perspective.
We don't have to bleep yours when we play.
I drafted the A-Val.
Yeah.
And he took the 1-1 of I.
Like, all right, I got an A
Goodness
here.
Gracious.
I'll take it.
Like, look, dude, you can take the Wimby of vowels that should not be there. All right, so I am candidate two and candidate number three. Candidate number four here on the NIT break. This is Bob Sturm, the hardline, doing a little Cowboys free agency talk. And he was trying to, I think, console Cowboy fans and remind them that regardless of what has gone on so far, we still have Solomon Thomas. The problem is that only lasted for about 30 seconds.
Going into the year, that who was the leader on that team?
Yeah.
On the defensive side, and it kind of became Quinnen Williams by default, even though he was the newest guy in the room.
Yeah, and we thought it was DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yep.
By the way,
and remember they cut Perrion Winfrey last week.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But they still do have Solomon Thomas.
So we didn't mention this, but Matt Eberflus is with the 49ers.
I think that's a really good point.
And, you know, as we talked about with the Cowboys secondary coach, Ryan Smith.
Yes.
Is that his name? Yeah.
Yes.
He was with the Cardinals, and, you know, that may have prompted the safety move. And who I don't know how much, you know, input these coaches have, but certainly they have enough to say something about their former guys to where somebody's going to listen. Okay.
Cowboys news.
Here we go, America.
We got another trade here, boys. Dallas is sending Solomon Thomas and a seventh round pick to the Titans in exchange for another seventh round pick.
Man, you just Nick Castellanos Solomon Thomas.
And we still got Solomon Thomas.
You don't have to do it in that voice.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Our best to Solomon Thomas.
A seventh round pick swap.
And still got him.
Oh yeah, if there was
within
any
seconds.
Any fans out there that were like wiping away tears? Bob's right. Mm-hmm.
And
we still have.
Pulling back to curtain, LaFada told us like 2 seconds after Bob said that. We had to verify it back here before he actually went on air. Okay. So that could have been a quicker turnaround too. Well,
look at us, journalistic
breaking
integrity
news
too. Good job, Ham.
Would y'all have broke in with Solomon Thomas traded if it hadn't been said in the last minute?
We would have.
Okay. That's very Tyus Jones, I think.
The breaking news, yeah. It's not quite Tyus Jones, who I don't think is on the team anymore.
Seventh round pick trade, but all right.
But the sounder definitely makes Bob's statement look that more ridiculous.
Also, props to Cam.
Yeah.
That was his first breaking news sounder, I bet you.
It was the second of the last 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he handled it well.
He was real casual about it. Yeah. Got another one of your boys.
CJ Fair.
At least that one he actually had his copy in front of him. Mm-hmm. So that's good. All right, candidate 5 and 6. Again, we have a combo here. This is one, Dave Lane. We will start with nearly a week ago during the concert calendar. We've all been a victim of this, trying to say the word country.
Mm. At Longhorn Ballroom, Bob, Bitty Bitty Banda, the Selena tribute.
Yeah, you got to go, right?
At the Mesquite Arena tomorrow night, Rick Springfield.
Swagger out look.
Who's Selena?
I didn't want to play Jesse's Girl. We always play that.
No, this is
Courage.
I've heard like 2 songs he's done before. Is Brett aware
to strangers
of the Swagger bit that we do on this segment?
I don't know if he is or not.
Would he get mad at us?
No.
Pulling his sweet, sainted grandmother into conversation.
I think he's into Swagger comedy.
Saturday at AMFM, Clover...
Whoa!
Clover Country.
God, gee, dude!
Whiz.
Just finish your words!
At Texas Trust CU Theater, Belly y Beto.
So next time some Irish hag's giving you lip... Call her that.
Also, Selena.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get past that.
That's why we had to hear that at the beginning. Selena from Pretend Mexican Bob. So there is Country Dave. And this is also from the concert calendar just a little bit later. Dave tried to play a song and did not edit said song.
At the book, somebody.
At Club Dada. Gucci Bucci. This is called I Have Sex.
Oh.
Did they ever get to it?
Yeah, I thought I forgot it took this long. Love maker.
Death touch with the butt like the brush to a Dutch painter. I got dumb dangler.
Just flight of the Concords.
Yeah. On your dump taker.
Dump taker?
That's my forte. When I make love, it's gourmet. I made on your...
No!
Jeez!
Whoops.
And rubber, can't. And rubber gloves, model homes.
Did you get rid of that?
At Dickie's, Conan Gray.
So if you didn't understand the beep, he said May Almond.
Yeah.
On your...
Yeah.
Now, like how Ham is.
Ahead.
Oh, I should probably just.
He realized where it was headed.
Fade this down before you get to the last word of the sentence.
You didn't cut it out before it got to the bad word. You tried.
I like how Davey just plowed ahead.
Yeah, just pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all context, though.
He did a hit and run.
Nothing to see here.
It's like Best in Show. You can name types of nuts, just not.
Right. But
in
not,
the verb tense.
You can't verb it
right.
on somebody. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and vote. Is it OpX? Is it me with the frogs? Is it me in the Denver Nuggets? Is it Bob hating Solomon Thomas, Country Dave, or Dave forgetting to edit? Let's start our voting today with our guest picker, Michael Dixon.
I will go with Justin. I'd like to buy a vowel.
Mm. All right.
Montemayor.
Ham.
Me is me.
All right. Sean.
So how many did Jokic have last night? Oh, 31. Okay.
All right. Mino?
Goodness gracious.
Okay, I'm voting for Justin also, but I like the froggy voice.
Okay. I think I would vote for Country Dave, but that's two votes for the Denver Nuggets, which will give me the win. I all time now have just my third.
Okay.
Only three. I still need 11 to catch Ham.